studio.
Good morning. Good morning and
welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Friday, September 11th, 2020, the 19th anniversary of September 11, 2001. Not that we want to mark time by that, but some interesting things have happened in the last 19 years in particular. And just when you think it can't get any weirder, guess what? 2020 arrives, and everything is completely disoriented and disorienting, I would say. So here we are. And we'll talk about that a little bit today. I'm going to take a different tact and problem. This is a different problem. It's symptomatically different than anything that I'm familiar with that we've experienced recently. Things were going well, and then they weren't. So that's par for the course. It's September 11, 2020. So I was saying I don't want to focus on that. I will, we don't necessarily want to mark time by September 11, 2001, but we have to acknowledge, I think, that things have been strange in the last, we've seen some strange things over the last 19 years, and just when you think it can't get any weirder or any stranger, it does. And so what I was saying was, before we were interrupted, is that rather than to focus on the 9/11 aspect of, things and what has been happening in the last several years, this year in particular, I think I will take a different tack and talk about kind of a higher level of what's been happening and why, and for longer than the last 19 years. And this is a difficult thing because I think to talk about it is sort of, it can play into the revelation of the method kind of stuff, the bad guy, occult, esoteric stuff. But we're all adults, so I think that we can decide for ourselves. If you think it's worth listening and investigating, then we'll leave it at that. And if not, then I understand. And so we'll treat each other like adults. But I think it's interesting. In simple terms, what's been going on in the last 250 years or so is an effort to draw everyone into a grand plan. Make everyone participants. The Shakespearean concept that we've talked about, all the world is a stage and everyone is an actor. Everyone needs to be an actor. Everyone needs to play their part. That's, the 9/11 scenario. Is definitely in full effect as far as that's concerned. So interesting. All right, so talk about this a little bit. Daniel 2:21. Here's what's been happening in the last 250 years. God establishes authority. You see in passages like Daniel 2:21, it is he who changes the times and the epochs. He removes kings and establishes kings. He gives wisdom to wise men and knowledge to men of understanding. And that's an interesting concept. We've seen knowledge increase. Daniel talks about that in Daniel chapter 12. But, God is the one who removes kings and establishes kings. Well, Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 28 are interesting passages, parallel passages, about the devil basically saying, I will ascend above the heights of heaven. I will become like the Most High. I can do what you can do. Anything you can do, I can do better, that kind of thing. So now we're seeing the remaking of the world, but it's really not a new thing. It's the old thing. And, I've talked about how the Lucius Trust work of the hierarchy discusses progressives and conservatives, and progress is actually in an Orwellian, doublespeak term that actually means regression. It's regressive, regressing back to Genesis chapter 6 through Genesis chapter 11. And so when you take that concept, you know, that God, he removes kings and establishes kings, and the controversial parallel passage, you know, like Romans 13 chapter opens, verse 1 reads, every person is to be in subjection to the government, to the governing authorities. This is, again, particularly in the post 9/11 era, this has been very controversial. We've had many Romans 13 discussions on this network and, you know, in this sort of, you know, the conversational milieu of, patriot talk, so to speak. So Romans 13:1 reads, every person is to be in subjection to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except from God, and those which exist are established by God. Therefore, whoever resists authority has opposed the ordinance of God, and they who have opposed will receive condemnation upon themselves. For rulers are not a cause of fear for good behavior, but for evil. Do you want to have no fear of authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same. And this is, you know, and obviously it continues, but this is a very controversial passage in light of what's going on. And there's been much discussion about this. But what happened about 250 years ago was that some guys got together and decided that they would, in satanic fashion, Isaiah 14, Ezekiel 28, you know, anything you can do, I can do better. They would start deposing and installing authorities themselves. And you fast forward to James Corbett's Big Oil series, and this concept of the new divine right of kings. You know, this idea of divine right of kings has been an excuse for all kinds of, you know, all manner of evil and mistreatment of people. Well, you know, Romans 13 says there is no authority other than that installed by God. Therefore, if you want to obey God, you will obey me. And so, you know, you can see where, as Lord Acton said, power corrupts, absolute power corrupts absolutely, comes in. And, you know, as James Corbett pointed out, eugenics essentially became the new divine right of kings. And so, you know, the eugenicists were the new kings by this process of intrigue and so forth, deposing monarchies around the world, or folding them into this plan, and then allowing the eugenicists to sort of install themselves as the new kings. And eugenics is the new divine right of kings in a pagan, you know, atheist sort of world, a world with an atheistic bent. And evolution is an interesting concept. The Lucius Trust has a lot to say about that. Alice Bailey channeled some works about, you know, that included the concept of evolution, and I'll touch on some of that. But that's kind of what's been happening. And it's an older plan than just the last 19 years. But what we've been seeing, and particularly recently, this year, all folds into that plan. And I think it's important that people know about it. I've touched on some of it recently, but we'll talk about more of it today. Stick around, I'll be right back after the short break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle hums, ready to race to you. These days are ours. These days are ours. Happy days. These days are ours. These days are ours.
Welcome back. All right. Let's go to the phones real quick and grab Tom in Wisconsin. Tom, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Well, thanks, Chris, for taking my call.
You bet.
We're working on recalling Governor Evers here in Wisconsin. We just started 2 weeks ago. Because of all of this shutdown. So some of your listeners might be interested in that. But what I'm really calling about, I don't listen all the time. I listen. About 2 weeks ago, you were talking about Nesta Webster and her writings.
Okay.
And I found it interesting. I've got some of her books. She was, of course, very much into the infiltration of the Masonic element into the Catholic Church, and I followed a traditional Latin church. But what concerns me is, of course, the churches, you're 100% correct, the churches are 100%, well, no, I shouldn't say 100% infiltrated, but very corrupt and very humanistic, secular. And the interesting thing is with the Catholic Church is what's happening as far as Pope Francis and are you familiar with Archbishop Vigano?
A little bit. I wouldn't say that I'm. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's okay. And he's more or less it's spelled V-I-G.
A-N-O.
Yes, and he come out, and he's not only taking on Rome and their twisting of church teaching, but he's proclaimed that Vatican II is going to have to be put in the dustbin of history. Mm-hmm. So that's interesting. But what mm-hmm. what I really calling about is President Trump. I did vote for him in 2016. Grudgingly, I won't vote for him in 2020. Those that want to, that's fine. Those that think he's going to somehow, find his way, or however you want to, you know, however people want to. But I just would ask people to think about some things that's happened here. If you look at, and you're familiar, and RBN Network is Martin Luther King assassination, the Kennedy assassinations, 9/11, Oklahoma City, Mossadegh, CIA overthrow in Mossadegh in Iran, Ruby Ridge, I can go on and on. Mm-hmm. President Trump has access to all of this. There is, now, should he be careful? Of course he needs to be careful, but those that think that he's doesn't understand or doesn't see, or he's playing Fox or something like that.
Yeah.
No, I...
Seventh dimension chess, that whole conversation, yeah.
Yeah, and we're just pretending, those of us that are really concerned about Christianity, about Jesus Christ being, understand Jesus Christ is God, we're fooling ourselves if we think that that President Trump is somehow going to really bring the hammer down on his second term, or he's going to. President Trump could have. There's numerous things he could have done, and I can go forward and go backward. I don't want to tie up your line here for too long, but I would just mention the numerous doctors and.
We're actually headed into a break. Can you hold that thought, Tom, and we'll come back to it when we come back from the break?
Yes.
Perfect. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Welcome back. Bottom of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, this Friday, September 11, 2020, 19 years later, but again, we don't necessarily want to mark time that way, so just a footnote in today's broadcast, hopefully. We're on the phones. We have Tom in Wisconsin. Go ahead, Tom.
Yes, thank you. I just would address a little bit this coronavirus and what the president could have very easily done. There's numerous doctors. You have the frontline doctors. You got Dr. Ron Paul, Congressman Ron Paul, who's a great, great, just individual, just a Christian, moral, high, you know, principled individual. You got Dr. Judy Mikovits. She wrote The Plague of Corruption. Everybody should read that book. There's just Trump could have brought these people in. They would have demolished the news media, television and video. They would have easily, Trump, all that Trump had to do is just organize right. You know that. So you have that situation, and I don't. Are you familiar with the book Permanent Record by Edward Snowden?
Not really. Mm-mm.
I recommend it. I don't know. Maybe your listeners think he was an infiltrate. I don't think he is. It's interesting reading. I read more than I do. I've got no interest in television or very little in radio. But
yeah.
Finishing up, there's another book. Matthew Johnson wrote the book Russian Populist. And anybody that doesn't think that the power has shifted from the West to the East, I recommend you reading Dr. Matthew Johnson's writings. This book on Putin, whether you like Putin or not, that's one thing I did agree with Trump when he originally wanted to talk to Putin. Now, you don't know how much deception was involved or who was pulling all of, I'm sure the neocons were pulling the strings, but all of this love of war, we have to understand how the Hebrews are profiting from this love of war, abortion, the homosexual, the whole agenda, how it's being, you know, manipulated here. So I would just mention that in closing, that I the power has shifted to the East. It's going to be Russia and China. America is, but I do recommend, I think you would too, pray for President Trump. That's an obligation we have. Mm-hmm. In fact, Scripture tells us, pray for those that persecute you. So
yeah.
That's our obligation as a Christian, as someone, you know, who loves Jesus Christ and understands that he died on the cross for our sins, and that's what we participate in.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. And, there are a variety of directions you can come at that from. The Christian obligation is definitely, I would say, to pray for the president. But you make great points. And, you know, I call that sacred cow tipping. I mean, there are so many people, like you said, so many credentialed experts in their respective fields who have come out and said, this doesn't make sense. And they've done it in a very level-headed sort of way. Folks like Scott Jensen, for example, I call these people unimpeachable witnesses because they're experts in their field. They've demonstrated exemplary, societal conduct, and there are hundreds or more, into the thousands now, where these people have put their careers and their reputations on the line to say in a very level-headed fashion, this doesn't make sense. In fact, it seems like this is more harmful than what we're being told someone is trying to keep us safe from. And as you said, it would be a simple matter, I think, to depose the grand poobah, Anthony Fauci, and, have someone else.
The other thing I would mention, because you're headed in the right direction, President Trump, you can't be praising the Center for Disease Control. There's enough information on the Center for Disease Control that we know that this is big pharma, big money, population control. This is about killing, eliminating people, Chris. So, God bless you. Take care. Have a good show. I'm going to have to go here.
All right. Thanks, Tom, for your call. Much appreciated. The books sound interesting. So Permanent Record by Edward Snowden, I've not read it. And then Russian Populist sounds reminiscent of, I think of Anthony Sutton's research and what he wrote. For those not familiar, go look at Anthony Sutton's bibliography and what he was saying back in the 1980s. Why was he so upset when he was speaking publicly about what the international industrialists were doing. You know, we have situation now. I mentioned recently, it's Conflict Armament Research who did the report back in 2014 that told us that ISIS in particular was, you know, they had weapons caches that were predominantly stamped property of the United States government. So how does that happen? Well, it's an age-old discussion, and Anthony Sutton talked about that back in the 80s. It's the Gladio leave-behind contingent that, you know, it's the same people funding this kind of stuff, and we hear about it at different times, but it's the same MO to advance conflict, which gets back to this bigger agenda that I was referring to earlier in today's broadcast. But, you know, I'm reminded of I'm not familiar with Russian Populist by Matthew Johnson either, but it sounds like Anthony Sutton's research and what he proved combined with, you know, in simple terms, what Norman Dodd intimated regarding his conversation with Horace Rowan Gaither Jr., who was the newly minted Ford Foundation president at the time, when, according to Norman Dodd, you know, who was the chair of the Reese Committee investigation at the Ford Foundation, Rowan Gaither said, "I bet you'd like to know what we're up to here." And this is just a paraphrasing from memory, but, you know, Norman Dodd said, "Of course, that's why I'm here." And Gaither said, "Well, you know, most of us who head these foundations have a background in intelligence, you know, military intelligence. A lot of us came from the OSS, for example," he said. "And we operate on directives that issue from the White House, the substance of which is to so alter life in America as to create a comfortable merger between the United States and the Soviet Union." And of course, Norman Dodd said, "I almost fell off my chair when I heard that." And I said, "Well, you know, since your foundation is essentially underwritten, your tax exempt status is granted by the American public, you kind of have an obligation to tell the American people that. Would you be willing to testify to that before Congress, you know, in the Reese Committee hearings?" And Rowan Gaither said, "That'll never happen." So, you know, it reminds me of those kinds of facts of history. And we fast forward now, and those suspicions have been confirmed. And timing is everything on these things. You know, speaking of Judy Mikovits, it seems interesting that, you know, now there's a visibility of some things, and it seems to help foster the dialectical discussion, if you will, which advances certain agendas because it gets people talking about stuff. A couple other things. There's one entry I want to talk about, one thing that's happened recently that there are some things that are happening beneath the surface. You know, we played that clip of Angus Bergen in the Imagining a New Moral Economy, ridiculous little panel discussion, the SNF Agora Conversations, they call them. This one, they call it the series of Politics of Policy and COVID-19, Imagining a New Moral Economy. And if you remember, we've played that clip of Angus Bergen, who was one of the panelists. It was Angus Bergen, Anne-Marie Slaughter, who's a real interesting, controversial figure, Margaret Levy, and the moderator was Hari Hahn. So Hari Hahn is asking Angus Bergen, "Hey, you know, can you tell us about, you know, what this kind of situation will bring about, you know, the different kinds of choices that we have, and how this crisis, this present crisis will, you know, what conditions like economic crises and other societal crises like where we are now, right now, lead to a different imagining of socioeconomic structure?" And Angus Bergen said, well, I mean, he prefaced by saying, "Well, I would like to emphasize, it's a misnomer to think that crises lead to reimagining." He said the work to do the reimagining needs to happen before the crisis takes place. He went back through some historical examples. And he said, so now, you know, you look at what's going on now, and he says, the crisis is not the impetus for the reimagining. It's the opportunity. It becomes, you know, the opportunity emerges for a new opportunity for people not to have to reinvent the wheel, he said, but rather just reach for ideas that are available on the shelf to experiment with possible solutions. That's what Angus Bergen said. That's how it really works. And so there are lots of those kinds of discussions happening, one of which was streamed a couple of days ago by the Cato Institute, their Evolution of Banking Summit on Financial Regulation. And there was an interesting little, I think, faux pas, a little Freudian slip by the moderator of that, Jennifer Shulp, Director of Financial Regulation Studies at Cato Center for Monetary and Financial Alternatives. Monetary and financial alternatives. To what and who decides? So this was an interesting little deal I want to play. There are some other great, I would say, more visible things people have been talking about. Pauli St. George, you know, a coup in the making is interesting. The Last American Vagabond interview, a couple of interviews with Whitney Webb. There was one last week, a week ago exactly, I believe. The most recent yesterday was CIA-linked NGOs protecting kids, the coming false flag cyber attack, and major pro-mask study exposed, some of which Whitney Webb and Ryan Christian talked about in the last installment last week that I mentioned. Those are interesting, but you know, some 9/11 kind of focused or oriented stuff. James Corbett's Corbett Report extras. Of course, James Corbett has some great entries. Justice Rising on 9/11 Truth. Richard Gage on the Corbett Report is interesting. I think it was yesterday that James and James discussed the NYC cowers again as 9/11 anniversary approaches. And then a few days ago, James Corbett had an interesting piece. Why aren't insurers 9/11 truthers? Which is questions for Corbett. Interesting entries. And then, you know, speaking of The Last American Vagabond, this is a discussion that a few folks had as a result of information that was made public. Gates-funded vaccine causes polio outbreak in Sudan and more evidence of Moderna's COVID foreknowledge, of course. And, you know, folks have noted it's a curious coincidence that Moderna's symbol is mRNA, stock symbol, a curious coincidence. Which reminds me of John Judge all the more. You know, you can call me a conspiracy theorist as long as we call everyone else a coincidence theorist. No, it's just a coincidence. Of course it is. So Moderna is one of the big, you know, even Bill Gates has his little video talking about how vaccines work on his YouTube channel. And, you know, one interesting new technology is this mRNA vaccine. But he doesn't talk about immune enhancement. He doesn't talk about binding antibodies and what has happened historically when those terms arise, which is essentially death, which is why the vaccine overlords even say this might not be a good idea to rush experimenting with this technology. But before we go into the break, I want to play the little slip. I think we have time. Jennifer Shulp, listen to what she says. Listen for about 20 seconds. It's interesting what she says. If you have that, could you play that, please?
Good morning, and welcome to the Cato Institute's 6th Annual Summit on Financial Regulation. I'm Jennifer Shulp, the Director of Financial Regulation Studies at Cato's Center for Monetary and Financial Alternatives. Today's topic is the evolution of banking. Not surprisingly, this is the first time that we've gone fully virtual for the summit.
Oops.
And we're pleased to welcome... more than 600 people who have
A little guffaw there, you know, the Today's topic is the evolution of banking, and it's not surprising this is the first time we've gone fully vultural. Vultural? Jennifer Shulp, was that a Freudian slip? I wonder. I thought that was humorous when I started watching this. It's 3 hours long, so, you know, if you can suffer through this kind of a thing, you might watch it, but I'll talk about this later, probably next week. I just thought that was, I don't know, a harbinger of sorts. Today's topic is the evolution of banking. Not surprisingly, this is the first time that we've gone fully vultural. Stick around, we'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Welcome back. Final segment already of the first hour. Yeah, this is sort of a tie-in, and it's a loose tie-in, but I don't know. Maybe it's a bit of humor, perhaps, albeit at Jennifer Shulp's expense. We shouldn't make light of this information. These guys are changing the world, or seeking to change the world in the fashion that Angus Bergen mentioned. You know, just given some policymakers, but they're not really policymakers, they're, you know, shelf grabbers, some options, you know, to reach some ideas that are available on the shelf, as Angus Bergen put it, so they could just reach you know, for these ideas that are available on the shelf to experiment with possible solutions. If you watch the video, again, you can find it on YouTube. You can find it over at Cato. The Evolution of Banking 2020 Cato Summit on Financial Regulation streamed live on September 9, 2020. It has, I would say, you know, at the opening anyway, I mean, it looks like it was made, I don't know, 30 years ago. It looks very poor quality, and it has kind of a, I would say, like a Heaven's Gate kind of quality in the opening, kind of a Marshall Applewhite meets Nosferatu sort of quality. And speaking of going fully vultural, I think Jennifer Schulte probably has gone too vultural. I think she could use a little sunlight. She looks a little too vultural. She's a little pasty. So no offense, Jennifer, but the Marshall Applewhite meets Nosferatu look is not, it's not very becoming. And the tie-in is, you know, getting back to this, you know, higher level stuff, Heaven's Gate, you know, you can go to Wikipedia and find under the history, it reads Applewhite and Nettles pondered the life of St. Francis of Assisi and read works by authors including Helena Blavatsky, R.D. Lang, and Richard Bach. Okay, that's an interesting mix of literature. And then continuing, skipping ahead, let's see, they kept a King James Bible with them and studied several passages from the New Testament, focusing on teachings about Christology, ascetism, and eschatology. Well, the Bible renounces ascetism, and eschatology, I think, is a loose term here. Christology is a whole different discussion. Applewhite also read science fiction, including works by Robert Heinlein and Arthur C. Clarke. And so this is an interesting mix of stuff. You know, basically, the simple takeaway, I would say, is that, you know, I think you could loosely quantify Marshall Applewhite as a theosophist. And I'll leave it at that. Again, it, just a bit of humor with a tie-in to the bigger conspiracy, if you will. And we're all being led down this path, and our curiosity is being piqued and goaded and provoked, and that's not by accident. And I'll mention, you know, speaking of the work of the hierarchy, a little excerpt. I think we'll just dive into that in the next segment here, next hour, actually. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.